five, six, seven, eight.
Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome.
We want all the smoke.
Smoke it, baby.
Sit down, take a toke.
Toke, toke.
If you can't take a joke,
then get out.
Nailed it. All right, so we're back.
Big fan.
Yeah.
Big fan.
Say it with a little more confidence. We're back. Episode 12. We had to come up with a new introduction. We're in a new location. We got new guests. Benny isn't with us. Benny is scared, so he had to stay home. So we had to come in with a banger, and I think we wrote a banger. Welcome to the podcast is a great song.
Greatest hits.
It should be on intro all future podcasts.
It might be better than Bones and Biggie Baby. So we might have to cut Bones and Biggie
Baby. Yeah, for sure.
We might have a better, bigger hit than Biggie.
I mean,
try to get some auto-tune.
Find us on Spotify.
Catch us at the awards.
Yeah, so yeah, we have guests this time. We have Colin's wife, Daniela. Oh, Daniela, hi. Welcome to the potty.
Thank you.
Returning guest, guest of the year.
Thank you for having me.
And we also have my girlfriend.
Quiet down.
And we also have my girlfriend. You've heard me mention her a couple of times, but she's finally back in the city. We got Brittany. All the way from Nova Scotia.
Yeah. East Coast lifestyle.
B-Wills in the house.
Yeah.
So, I know Brittany's a long-time listener, but I'll still explain it to her. We normally start off like each episode by talking shop. We call it Shop Talk. We talk about the podcast. We talk about things like involved with We Want All the Smoke. So like how we now have a new intro song, for example. That's a perfect Shop Talk.
Clip it.
I have notes. Ben is scared. We all know that Ottawa's gray zoned out, and Benny's afraid, so he had to stay home. Ben is somewhere in a hazmat suit.
Yeah, Ben's scared.
And one of the notes I have is Daniela is fired up. Daniela was coming in hot when we were talking about what we're going
to
say today, all of our ideas.
I take my physical sweater off because I was really hot.
Shout out being 4 months pregnant, though. Yeah. So that kind of.
More than 4 months. Shout out being almost 7 months pregnant.
Oh,
whoa.
Riley, you're so
far. I thought you were just
behind.
Past the halfway mark.
Like, I'm. So the halfway mark is 20 weeks. I'm at 27.
I thought you were just past.
I only have like 12 or 13 weeks to go.
Fucking wild. So it makes sense that she's coming in hot.
Then. Shitty is coming into the world.
Shitty's coming.
Then baby shitty's coming.
Baby shitty.
Okay, context? No one knows what you're talking about.
Do people know that we're having a baby? That I'm having a baby? Do the listeners know this?
Do they know you
mean?
The real smokers know.
I know the real smokers know, but do the general public, like the random fans out there that we have that don't know us personally...
That you're having a righteous king?
Yeah, that he is being born July 5th.
The king is coming.
He cometh?
Yeah, the king cometh.
Yeah, so.
King shitty cometh.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty wild thing overall.
Mm-hmm.
Pregnancy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
like,
I have Daniela fired up.
It's a sick nickname.
Well.
Shitty Bill from Trailer Park Boys. That's a pretty sick nickname.
Yeah.
Because his name could be Ricky.
Mm-hmm.
So it's shitty,
but
Ricky.
Also not Ricky on his birth certificate.
He's not going to be trash.
No.
Yeah. The name is Emmerich.
No, we're classy.
The name is Emmerich, but Ricky. Or
Shitty Ricky, of course.
Shitty Ricky is the nickname.
You can follow
because
AKA
babies poop a lot.
AKA Shitty.
True. Also, babies poop a lot.
Babies poop a lot. Fact check.
So the next note I have is how to capture an audience.
Fact
so,
check.
So,
how many times a day does a baby poop?
Yeah.
Fact check.
Good one.
Next time when we say fact check, you just write fact check.
You don't have
and
to
then,
disrupt
like,
the flow.
You don't have to just, like when we were just about to talk about a new subject.
I
and
am
you kept
to
going. It's fine. No, I'm just kidding.
Fired.
Okay.
Yeah, pass me the paper. I'll do fact check. No, so the first note we have for the actual podcast was how to capture an audience. So Colin came up with a list of how to capture an audience. I don't know about you, but I think that intro was pretty fucking fire. If you're scrolling through podcasts and you come across Welcome to the Podcast and you're not hooked, we don't want you.
There's two reactions when you listen to that. Stop this immediately. It hurts my ears. Or these people are funny. What's going on?
Unfortunately, a song was not any of the 12.
Damn.
A poorly,
the 12-step program to being good at introductions?
No. Showbiz? Perhaps we aroused curiosity and showed a little showbiz, but
yes.
That's about it.
We definitely
perhaps
did that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like we said, also, if you're the type of person who doesn't laugh and want to hear more, we don't want you.
Get out.
We know. Then get out.
Get out. If you can't take a joke.
It's in the fucking song right there.
Pretty clear.
That's a great song. I was the one doing the ad-libs, by the way.
Of course.
For the listeners. Hitting those high notes.
Yes.
You heard that falsetto. You know what it is.
Riley was the countdown guy. I was lyrics.
Yeah.
Daniela was the driving force behind the whole thing.
Yeah.
That was the producer, if you will.
What range are you, Brittany?
I was countdown.
No, that's
no,
the beginning.
For the song.
For the song.
Oh.
What vocal range were you?
She was more of an alto.
But I also came up with the get out.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Yeah,
that's true. You came up with the last two. Yeah.
And we mean it. If you don't like that song, then get out.
For sure. That's our vibes. Aggressive vibes today.
Yes.
The aggression.
Well, start off with a contrarian approach is number one.
Yeah.
How aggressive should we be towards an audience?
How off-putting
is key.
Most episodes start off with, "Hey, fuck you, listen to us or don't."
That's very aggressive.
Yeah. So
I always get scared when I hear it.
Yeah, that's the point. So then again, Daniela was fired up. So another note I have, she told me to write down Atlanta Ho in brackets GoFundMe.
Right.
I'm unaware of anything that is happening here. I don't know Atlanta Ho. I don't know what NBA All-Star Game.
Well, we
something.
Know a lot of Atlanta Hoes.
True.
Just go on.
Atlanta Hoes, if you're listening, and
we
I know
you
are.
We know you are.
Shout out.
Shout out. We love you.
The reason I wrote that down is because there is this girl. I don't know where she's originally from, somewhere in the States, but she wanted to fly to Atlanta for the NBA All-Star Game. You know, a lot of girls are flying out there. Everyone wants to hook up with a basketball
player.
Trying
to bag a ball player, son.
And they're pretty easy to bag, as far as I understand.
So she bought a one-way ticket to Atlanta with no way to get back, no nothing. And then she was expecting her unemployment to hit so she can buy a ticket back. But it didn't.
This is a sound plan so far.
Mm-hmm. But it didn't. So now, what did she say? The government tricked her.
The government screwed her out of
her unemployment.
Yeah.
So she started a GoFundMe and is asking people to give her money
to get back home.
To get back
after
home
banging
to Hotlanta?
No, from
Atlanta. From Hotlanta. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. After boning NBA players, she's like, now help me get home.
So she didn't get a marriage.
Literally, GoFund my trip to go fly and fucking
yes,
NBA players.
Yes,
yeah.
Yeah.
She probably,
after admitting that she's already on unemployment and
mm-hmm.
like collecting some sort of a welfare.
Oh, that's so funny.
So funny. So obviously everyone's like, just get a job.
And and she wants to raise like $2,000 and like
get home.
There's like only like $5.
Honestly, you have to think about it though, the confidence she had to do that. Like, I kind of do want to give her a little bit of money.
All about female empowerment there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Being
like
confident.
Like,
yeah, Brittany loves Cardi.
Blew my mind, the confidence you have. And I'm also like fly it the seat of your pants kind of person, like no plan, whatever. It didn't work
so you
out.
Can relate.
This is a very interesting side of my girlfriend
Brittany,
to hear
live
on the podcast.
How much are you giving her?
I think I could handle $20.
You give her
$20.
Mark Brittany down for $20 for the Atlanta Hope.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna link you. I'm gonna link you to GoFundMe.
It's a weird.
It's 16 American dollars.
That I would happily give it to her.
Wow. And her name on GoFundMe. You know, everyone knows the rapper like Megan Thee Stallion. Her name was literally like her name's like Stacy or whatever. It was like Stacy Thee Stallion. So, you know the
real
vibe.
Original.
Yeah, you know the vibe she's trying to go for.
No, I just like...
Well, Atlanta Ho plus 20.
Fair.
On Britney.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to link
plus
it.
Plus 14, 15.
Yeah, we'll do the equation from Canadian to American, but...
Maybe we can include the link to her
do the
to her GoFundMe.
Yeah,
your...
we'll put the link to her GoFundMe if anyone wants to donate.
In the bio.
Yeah,
to get the Atlanta Ho.
Check the description. We'll get this Atlanta bitch home. But
so
also,
cool.
One thing
that would be pretty cool if we went all the smoke, got that girl home.
Honestly,
we'll
I think
sponsor her trip. We'll get her home if
Yo,
she wears a We Want All the Smoke shirt.
Sponsors.
Yeah, we gotta give her a camera.
Go, let's
and
get
her down
have
there.
Her to sing this song
yeah.
and then post it and then get home.
She has to twerk to this.
Next time you're with Sean Kemp.
We want all the smoke to get home.
But the one thing I found very interesting was how down my girlfriend thought the idea of just flying somewhere to bone random NBA players was.
Well, Brittany's always
hearing that live on the podcast is a little startling.
Okay, not the actual. I just meant like going on an adventure. It's a dick adventure. I don't mean it like that. It just meant how she has no plan. She's just gonna go.
Brittany loves that part. Like, yeah, swinging.
She's.
It. I'm the total opposite of Brittany.
Yeah.
I cannot leave my house without knowing exactly where I'm going, what time, who, where, what. Brittany loses her passport at the airport. Like, that is unfathomable to me.
Brittany Williams come to the whatever store I was in.
Yeah.
Why? Like, did I win a prize?
She still hasn't realized that she lost her passport until she gets there.
You didn't even know, yeah.
Didn't realize that it was gone until she got there.
Sometimes I'm lying in bed at night, and before I fall asleep, I'm like, oh, yeah, my passport and my birth certificate is in the third page of my binder in the office. And, like, that gives me peace. And then I go to sleep.
My birth certificate is still in my wallet. Need to have a special place for it because my wallet is missing 5 times a day.
Yeah. I'm like that, too.
You love losing your wallet.
But I'm getting better. I've really simplified. And I have a one wallet thing. That's it. And I take it and put it in the same place every day.
You have to. If you don't.
Otherwise, it's lost. Forget about it.
People always make fun of me for this wallet phone case because it's like an old man case. I don't give a fuck. It's very convenient, and I don't lose shit.
Is hot, it hot, eh, Brittany? That's so hot. When Riley has to text someone, and he goes,
and
he whips it open.
Like this?
Yeah. But sometimes you do it aggressively.
Do it again, Daddy.
Like, when we're in the middle of, like, a debate, like, me and him getting him all the time, he just, like, whips out his phone to Google something.
Yeah. Like,
so hot.
Like that in the...
Yeah.
Have you ever seen...
Like, it's so cool.
Like CSI, and I just come out and, like, my badge. Like,
yeah,
my
yeah, exactly. Exactly.
100%.
Yeah,
I'm Riley. I know everything.
Yeah, I'm Riley.
I
know everything.
Well,
true.
True.
That's true.
Fact check, Riley does not know.
Yeah, that's a sick song that we made up, guys.
We want all this love on the podcast.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
I watched the Space Jam trailer.
Yeah.
The
Did
new
anybody
LeBron
else?
One?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
Pretty sure we watched it together 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
He's trying to make it more
Brittany exposes him.
Yeah, thanks, Brittany.
First time mistakes.
I don't get the concept of Space Jam. I didn't watch the first one. I will not be watching the second one. And I just don't really...
I will not be watching it.
I just don't really get the hype.
Is there a reason why you hated and still do hate cute Disney cartoon movies and stuff?
I don't hate those movies.
Daniela hates Bambi.
I just wasn't like overexposed. And I think as a kid, I never had like... I don't like when people are like... really into one thing.
Gotta be different.
I don't
I'm
like
different.
When people like stuff.
No, like they can like stuff, but it's like, you know those kids like
they can. Oh, that's nice.
Like, oh, like I love whoever, like Pocahontas so much. Like you're so obsessed. Like that's not healthy. Like you can like Pocahontas, but like don't be
like,
trying to be her all
like
the time.
Like a child
don't get
who
a
dresses
tattoo
up as Frozen?
Yeah, it's too much. I can't.
That's not healthy?
If she needs,
you little kids going to Disneyland dressing up like Cinderella.
That's not healthy.
You.
That's not healthy. If she needs dressed up like Cinderella,
well, of course.
Change it.
If he's dressing up like...
if he dresses up as Cinderella.
Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, what if he dresses up like Toy Story or something?
Yeah. No. You're not... wear normal clothes, man. You're not doing that. I don't care. When what's the, and like... I just don't know the, all the big hype around these cartoons and stories and stuff. Like,
so
go outside,
like
play some dirt.
Mm-hmm. She hates fun stuff.
I like fun I love fun the most.
I like fun stuff.
The most.
I just don't like being like, people who like Disney, it's like a whole ass personality
trait. It's a cult. It's a cult.
Anyone who makes any one thing their personality is boring as shit.
And something
but he's
Disney
also four. He doesn't
vibes
really have a personality
a lot
yet
of. Yeah, Disney gets bad vibes from adults who like it too much.
Of course.
Right.
Right.
Do I like, oh, Lion King, cute. Like, did I watch that? Yeah, but, like, I wasn't obsessed with it.
Yeah.
Right. I wasn't, well, can I go to Disney?
Yeah,
land?
But that,
like,
but you're grown. Like, if Shitty Ricky is, like, 4 years old and loves Buzz Lightyear, and he wants to dress up like him, you're not going to be, no, get a cooler personality. He's 4. He doesn't have a personality
It's just
yet.
Like, when I was 4, I wasn't asking, like, to go to Disneyland and ride the rides. I was, like, looking at the Swiss Alps out the window and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, it's just...
Well, that's a pretty
something
good
that's
if
pretty
you're gonna
bougie.
If you're gonna spend money,
like
Disneyland's the
Swiss
bougiest
Alps
of its all, the most expensive
it's
theme
true
park in the world, probably.
One of the most
family,
one of the
yeah
most expensive family vacations you can do is 7 days at Disneyland.
Probably
yeah
the most.
So
probably the most.
There,
fact
no,
check
definitely
how much it costs.
Yeah,
yeah,
fact check
that's
family
a good fact check.
And also, side note, write the times so that we know
we can listen back to it live.
Don't worry.
Oh.
We're only 15 minutes in, so it's not so bad.
Also, we're not talking too much sports and too much things that need facts, so we probably won't have too much of an in-depth one anyway.
Exactly.
So don't worry too much.
It's all good, but it helps. It's for your own health.
But so the smokers know we're going way off the rails. We gave Brittany the responsibility of doing our fact check. So when it comes fact check time, Brittany's going to be the one taking the reins.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going way off the rails again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ben's not here to drag us down with him.
Yeah,
but Brittany might.
But also, Ben's not here to spark those random out of nowhere
yes.
things. I hate Ben.
But yeah.
Back, I don't like that guy.
Back to Looney Tunes.
Yeah, sorry.
Featuring LeBron.
LeBron.
Mm-hmm. Oh. You know how I feel about LeBron.
No.
Pro or anti?
You guys know anti. I think I said that on the very first time I was on the podcast.
He would be a bad. Yeah, me too.
You hate LeBron.
Yeah, I don't want to watch him.
Okay.
And I don't want to watch
Why? You're just oversaturated with LeBron? He's just everywhere
just
all the time?
Way too much. Way too much LeBron James. I don't like his attitude. I don't like his vibes. I always say he'd be, like, so annoying at a party. That time he, like, yelled at that girl because she was, like, heckling him.
Courtside
like,
Karen.
Who cares? Yeah. You're a rich athlete. Shut the fuck up. Play the game.
Not even, like, a rich athlete.
Attention.
You're, like, the richest athlete
the
ever.
The richest athlete ever. So, like, why, like, who are you?
Yeah.
I couldn't agree more.
I guess.
But it goes back to, like, what you're saying. Like, the Disney thing. Like, if you like that so much and that's your personality. Like, there's a lot of people who, like, loving LeBron James is their personality.
Yeah.
You're like, there's TikTok pages where all it is like, highlights of LeBron and debates about how LeBron's better than Michael, LeBron's better than Kobe. Like,
mm-hmm.
it's just, like, there's people who are just obsessed.
Yeah,
and
putting that
so,
two together.
And it just makes me dislike it.
Yeah, exactly.
So I already, people who are that obsessed, I already dislike.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just don't like LeBron, so it's not a good look.
Also, yes. LeBron loves China too much.
Way too much.
And he... Okay, I don't know how political this is and how you guys... Like, whatever.
We can
he's
go
like
as far
of
off the rails
richest,
as you want.
Like, black guys ever and, like, talking about black oppression.
Mm-hmm.
What's that about?
Mm-hmm.
Then give you all your money to every single black ghetto in the States.
I mean, he did build a school in the ghetto that's free.
Probably,
and he
like,
did a lot.
Only
he,
rich black kids can go to it.
He do a lot for the hood. But you're not wrong in saying, like... Shut up, you live in a zillion-dollar house.
Right.
Your life's not that rough.
No.
So, yeah, you grew up rough, but you also got, like, drafted to the NBA at 16.
Yeah,
so
and no one does
that,
that anymore.
Long.
And you can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Like, 16-year-old black kids today aren't allowed to be drafted. Like,
no,
you can't
it,
go
it was,
out of
was
high
like,
school.
It was 17, whatever the fuck. But, I mean, like, he was already getting endorsement deals and shit
right.
at 16. So, yeah, he had it rough, but not for that long.
No.
You've had it awesome for way longer than you had it rough.
Way longer.
Yeah.
How many kids does he have?
Like four?
Yeah.
I thought it was
Taco Tuesday! I made fun of him for that on the last one, too. I dislike...
He has four freak athlete kids who will all play in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Even his daughter will play in the NBA.
Yeah.
She'll beat up that...
She'll beat the shit out of Sue Bird.
What's that? Who's the girl with the clip?
Amanda Nunes?
Yeah. Oh, I thought Ronda Rousey was it.
Nah,
her piece wasn't big enough.
Mm-hmm.
It was too big for Brendan Schaub, though.
Yeah, vagina jokes are funny, eh, Brittany?
I do like scissor my butt, though.
Scissor my butt.
Get that on a t-shirt, catch me wearing it at the gym.
Scissor my butt.
People coming up to me being like, what's this about?
Yeah.
What about you guys? Are you watching?
Yeah,
so I watched the trailer
Looney
and
LeBron?
I'm not.
Looney LeBron.
I'm not Team LeBron at all. And I watched the trailer and, like, you can't help but think of the first ever Space Jam. And
yeah, but Riley, think about it. Like,
it's like watching Dumb and Dumber 2 10 years after Dumb and Dumber. Dumb and Dumber is like the funniest movie ever made. And then 10 years later, they come out with Dumb and Dumber 2 and it's not funny. And they're 70 years old and they're trying to do the same jokes they did from 10 fucking years ago. It's just make something different. Just make a different kids basketball movie.
Mm-hmm.
You're LeBron. You don't need the name Space Jam.
Mm-hmm.
You have the name LeBron. Just make your own shit. Because this weird, like, half animated, half cartoon, half real, like...
Yeah, I don't like that either.
Watching the trailer, I couldn't even follow. What the fuck is the story?
Right.
He gets sucked into a computer, and then he gets spit into Looney Tunes land, and then he gets spit back into a computer. Like, the
Let
fuck
rip.
Is happening?
No, like, the story is the part that bothers me. This guy's kid gets kidnapped by, what's
Don
that
Cheadle?
Actor?
Don
Cheadle. Kidnaps his, like, 8-year-old kid and goes, yo, you have to win a basketball game in order to get your kid back. That's
yeah.
what the story is.
So sick.
I am so stupid.
So
not a LeBron James hater because there's no things to hate.
So you want to suck LeBron James?
Yeah. All he's ever done.
Colin has, since day one, Colin's wanted to suck LeBron.
Yeah. Okay.
When LeBron is like, I'm going to get 14 rings, 15 rings. Right. Colin's like, I'm going to suck you 14 times, 15 times.
Yeah, the more times he said it, the more times.
You can't deny he's a legend, though. And you have to think about,
of course,
if you're going to make a Space Jam movie and you have the basketball players today, you have to pick an MJ. It kind of makes sense why they pick LeBron. Who else would they pick?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, why does it have to be Space Jam? Why can't they just say, well, I want to make a kids movie with LeBron?
Yeah, but I just, beyond all of that, I don't get not being a LeBron fan.
Yeah.
All he's done was come into the NBA since his very first year and been the best
player every year.
Or the second best player.
They can't give him MVP every year, but like he actually is the best player in the NBA every year.
Mm-hmm. He's done no scandals.
Great in the community.
Great role model.
Mm-hmm.
Building schools. Helping his community.
I didn't know any of that though.
Good dad. Good role model. And the best player in the league every year. And he's 36 or however old he is. And he's still the best player.
Yeah.
So like.
He's 36. So are you watching Space Jam?
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it too. And I'm just shitting all over it. But I will watch it.
Do I have to go?
You don't have to do anything you don't want to do, you know?
Me and Colin will go and leave you squares behind.
No, I want to Brittany see it.
I still don't want Brittany to come.
Okay. Well, it'll be a while to
I said what I said.
Theaters.
Yeah, we won't have to worry about that in Ontario.
True. Gray zone it out, bitches.
Yeah.
How much money do you think
welcome to the
make?
Gray zone.
All right. How much money is it going to make?
How much money?
I don't
is
get
opening
how they make money even.
You buy it on
everything's closed.
You buy it on YouTube. You buy it on Amazon Video. You
Disney,
buy it on
Disney
Prime.
Plus,
you buy it on Disney.
Wait, isn't it hard
to
judge?
But do you have to
like
buy it on Disney if you already have?
No, Disney's like Netflix. But like if you go on
right,
like,
so hard
so
to.
How would
if
they
you
get
go
more
on the
money?
Amazon one, you just buy it. If you go on YouTube,
you can
just buy
I know,
it.
But if,
but
you,
they
but
won't
if
get
it goes on
data.
Disney,
right?
Let's say it goes on Disney, and you guys have it.
They're not going to put it on Disney for a long.
Oh, okay.
No, they will put it on Disney, and if you want to watch it, it will cost you $35.
I've never seen them do that on Disney.
They did it to me with Mulan. They did it to me.
Wait, you paid money to watch Mulan?
Yeah, and I regrets. That's the biggest one.
Yeah, that's one of the.
I have a list. It was bad.
Mulan
was,
is a bad movie.
Oh, like
the new
live action one where she's like 4 years old.
That
was terrible.
And then I spent $35 on the new Disney movie with the dragon or whatever.
Raya the Dragon.
And I love that, but not $35.
Raya the Dragon, banger.
$35 is a lot.
New Mulan?
Yeah. Oh, dog shit.
Which is what's new Space Jam's gonna be.
Yeah.
You can't rehash all these old jokes. I mean, Looney Tunes are dope. Seeing the trailer and it's like, all right.
Like practice shooting.
Shoot the, and then, what's his name, shoots the basketball
yeah, shoot
with his guns.
Yeah.
Like, those jokes are classic and will always be like, classic and will always be fun.
When you hear, what's up, Doc?
Yeah.
Like, that's good, no matter what.
Yeah. Daffy Duck's definitely my favorite. I'm very.
Who's your favorite, Daniela?
Looking forward to seeing
Looney Tuner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
she hates
Looney Tuner.
I'm trying to think of them all.
My favorite.
Well, you got the rabbit, which I can't remember. Bugs Bunny.
I guess I love. Is Looney Tunes like Roadrunners, Looney
yes.
Tunes,
yep.
Bugs Bunny?
Yeah.
Ducks.
Yep.
All those guys.
The
Porky
bald
Pig.
Guy that shoots people.
Porky Pig. I don't like Porky
Elmer
Pig.
Fudd.
That's my least favorite. Is Porky
okay.
Pig.
That's all
yeah,
folks.
That's too much.
Tweety Bird.
Tweety.
Sylvester.
I guess I like
the skunk guy.
Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
She hates it.
She hates all of them.
Remember we were talking earlier how Daniela hates things that are fun and awesome?
No, you guys just don't know what fun is.
Play in the dirt.
Yeah. When you watch Looney Tunes, go play in dirt.
Yeah, you guys just don't know what fun is.
Yeah, it's because you're Croatian.
If okay guys, be honest, out of all the people you know, who's the most fun? It's me. And I don't like Looney Tunes and I don't like LeBron James. So
that's what more proof do you need?
Yeah. The proof is in the pudding.
Ipso facto, is that what the
I think
you know
so.
That saying?
Fact check. Ipso facto, 24
ipso
minutes.
Ipso facto, fipto facto. Ergo, forgo.
Well, those are, you're saying a bunch of different things now.
And it's like, that means.
So one time.
If you like Space Jam, you don't know what fun is.
So do you remember, so Colin said forgo. Do you remember, do you guys, you know the game's catchphrase?
Yeah.
Where it shows one word and you have to guess your
yeah,
partner,
yeah,
you
yeah.
have to make your partner guess what the catchphrase is. So we're playing, it's me, Colin, Ben, and we're passing it around and. Ben gets it, and he starts getting frustrated because he can't get us to guess what the word is. And he's mad, because it's the word is fuego, which is Spanish for fire. Right. So he thought at some point throughout the game, it got switched to a Spanish version. And he got the word fuego. And so he's trying to guess us, get me and Colin to guess
like
Spanish
word for fire.
Yeah.
We're like, what?
And then he turned, and then so I grabbed the thing and it says forego.
Right. Yeah, right. Like, why would you think the game just turned Spanish?
Why would this game, we've been playing it for years.
Yeah, that's really
There's
funny.
Three buttons on it. It's category, next, and play. There's three buttons. Where's the Spanish?
He had another
option.
One like that when it said rogue. But he read it as rouge.
True, yeah.
We were all there for that game, I
yes.
think. And he was saying
and he, again,
French,
he said French for red.
French for red.
Ben like, thinks there's a lot of language.
No, but that one was even better. Because, so he was getting me to guess. And so he got me to say the first part, I was going. And then he said French
oh,
for red.
Oh, going rogue.
So I said going rouge. Yeah. And he was like, yep. And then he passed it in as going rogue.
Yeah, and what is going rouge mean?
Yeah.
Going rouge isn't a thing. Yeah.
I'm going red.
Yeah. But French red. It's not going red.
That's pretty good. That's
funny. That is pretty good.
Any, so Riley, Brittany, and I all love TikTok. And the only person at this table who hates TikTok.
Yeah, I can't even get Colin to like one of my videos.
He thinks is way too mature for TikTok is Colin.
He won't even like We Want All the Smoke
no.
TikToks.
Do you want to expand on that?
I don't have a TikTok, and I'm not going to get one because I already have everything else, and I don't need more of the same thing. You want to watch TikToks? Just go on Instagram. You want to watch Instagrams? Just go on TikTok.
But all those
They're
are
all
taken
the
from
same.
TikTok.
So then
That's
why?
The original.
So why does it matter to me? I already have one.
So that you can boost the numbers of your own podcast, you fucking idiot.
Like, just, I will give you $3 a month for a bot to like it the same amount of times as
so
me.
So then do that.
Because I don't need another thing sending me videos of people talking and annoying me. I have
no,
that
but
enough.
If you're, but
I
your
spend
TikTok,
most of my time quickly scrolling past
but your videos. But your TikTok, your algorithm will mostly show you things that you're interested in. So you know when I send you like every now and then like a fishing thing or like something I know you'll
sure.
like? Yours will probably be predominantly that kind of stuff. So
fish talk, bro.
Listen, I get it. I'm not against.
And why do you like against like, oh, I don't need another app like with things.
Because
like, okay, you're so cool. Like just, why do you have an iPhone?
Yeah. Get an okay flip phone.
Yeah.
It's funny because like he boycotts TikTok and you boycott Disney. It's like funny how it's like the exact same debate.
I don't.
Why would I like everything that everyone likes? Disney sucks. Why would I get TikTok?
Literally
the same person.
If you gave it a chance, you'd love Disney, and if you gave it a chance, you'd love TikTok.
Probably. Compromise.
Like I recently only put Facebook on my computer. It's not on my phone anymore. I like less. And less social media, I think. Mm. Not more and more. And every TikTok is like very encapsulating for people. Like they spend anyone who has TikTok spends a ton of time on it.
Yeah, it's addicting.
Right? It's for sure addicting, yeah. For sure.
I already tweet enough things and Instagram
yeah,
enough
sure.
stuff.
Oh, he does not Instagram actually.
How much Instagram did you do for the potty this week, Mook?
Also
yeah,
you
none.
Instagram like news articles.
Yeah.
That's what everyone wants to see on Instagram. Like
yeah.
news.
What did Ben Shapiro have to say
yeah,
about
and it's
politics?
Like a screenshot of like a random article posted on like his main grid. I'm like, oh cool. Double
like.
Tap like just out of support. No funny caption, no cool picture, no cool video.
No, pretty bad. Pretty
not
bad.
Relevant.
No, it's pretty bad. But I don't need it, so it's not gonna change.
I mean
I'm already famous, I don't need it.
It's just yeah.
I still support you, I like all your content, anything you put out there. I always encourage you when you post something.
But I do like you know, 5 minutes of scrolling TikTok with you. I think it's
like
funny, and I roast every single person I see, and then I'm like, okay, now that's just...
Because my algorithm is, like, very different from what...
Yeah, it's like Tom Segura's wife there, which you just find, like, fucked up people.
Yeah.
And crazy
that's
weirdos.
That's me and Riley loves
that's
that.
That's all I watch
yeah.
is crazy
I
weirdos.
Watch
yeah.
the weirdest people.
When people do, like, full edited videos with ring lights
mm-hmm.
and proper, like, all kinds
of
some crazy of
that's
shit.
Cool.
And, like, it's, like, really well produced. I hate 99% of those.
I like seeing, like...
These people aren't good actors.
No.
Just because you have equipment doesn't make you a good actor. And just, it's a 15-second video of just terrible, annoying bullshit.
Sometimes I like some content creators. I like when people, like, there's that one super famous guy and other people try to, like, copy him, where he takes, like, funny things he's seen online and makes a song and produces a whole song out of it.
Oh, I love that guy.
Do you know the, long hair? The one
yeah.
The
Is this available?
Yeah.
I love that guy.
That guy's fire. He's a really good musician.
Oh, yeah.
He's a good editor.
Yeah,
he's a good everything.
Hilarious.
He's talented. And mm-hmm. It's a good 15 to 30 second thing. It's funny.
Oh, it's fucking hilarious.
I love that. I love the fuck
He kind of copied
people.
Us like we did.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
I like that kind of stuff, but I definitely watch it to see, like, all the freaks.
The trailer
there.
Trash
yeah.
that get
the
TikTok.
Trailer trash that I love that. I love seeing other forms of life.
Trailer trash TikTok.
Yes.
For sure. And
shout
the
occasional
trash talk.
Shout out trash talk.
And the occasional like cute animal thing and baby
oh,
thing.
Oh, babies
or whatever.
And
we have
dogs.
A lot of baby stuff.
Yeah.
That's Brittany's algorithm shows babies interacting with baby animals.
I basically cry every day on purpose.
At those.
like the veterans like coming home
and
like
dogs greeting them and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Brittany cries harder at the dogs greeting the veterans than like their children greeting
right.
the
oh,
veterans.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah,
she loves
the
that.
Dog
fuck
on
children.
The grave. No, fuck kids, man.
Like I hadn't seen Brittany in 14 months because of COVID. And when she came home, our dog Phoebe goes running over and sees her. Brittany's like, oh, hi, all excited to see Phoebe. Comes up to me, gives me a hug, kiss on the cheek, turns back around and says
and
hi to Phoebe again.
Phoebe.
Yeah. It's been 14 months because you maybe pay more than half a second attention.
She props to you?
Yeah.
And kept going.
She dapped me up and then went back to the dog.
Yo, thanks for taking care of the little one, you know?
Yeah, sometimes Colin takes a back seat from the dogs.
Sometimes.
Exhibit A.
Yes.
The chihuahua's burritoed up on my lap.
Yeah.
Colin is not burritoed
no.
up on her lap.
Colin often gets burritoed up on her lap, though.
If Colin comes into the bed with, like at night we're going to bed or whatever, and he's, like, too much and annoys all three of us, and we all get mad at him. Like,
and everyone's growling.
Yeah, and getting mad and stuff
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
Get
so.
Out.
He's
yeah.
not allowed to do certain things.
True.
If it agitates one of the dogs.
Because if it agitates one of the dogs,
it
agitates all
me.
Three of you.
Yeah, exactly.
All four.
Yeah,
it
and the baby.
Shitty gets pretty mad.
Shitty Ricky gets
mad.
Pissed in there.
Yeah.
It ruins the vibes
it does.
Yeah,
that we
exactly.
create.
It does.
Yeah.
But
I literally have to like wake up and push Riley and go, I'm sleeping.
Yeah, he's a cuddler.
Oh my god.
Brittany hates touching at all. I've learned from TikTok, I've learned what love language means.
He oh,
likes,
yeah, right.
Yeah.
And yours is touch.
My love language is physical touch.
Right.
Brittany's
love language
is ignoring you physically.
Mentally
and emotionally.
That's funny. What is your love language?
Mine's touch. It's just not as extreme. Like, I'm not going to be, like, glued to you, but I'm going to be, like, there, like, hey.
But no, you have to, like, your love language.
Brittany, you didn't sell that to anyone.
No.
Nobody believes
no
that that's
one
what
believes
your love
that.
Language is.
Okay, I need
What's
to,
your real love language?
Okay, I need to look up the love languages.
No.
How do you express love?
No, it doesn't
language.
Have to, maybe it doesn't.
That's a good fact check, though.
Yeah, like, what is
minutes.
Brittany's
32 minutes,
32.
Yeah, 33.
Whatever, love language, I didn't find it.
Yeah.
But there's not, like, you don't have to follow the specific five love languages. Like, some.
Is there a specific five?
Like, there's like
have,
most
I'm
common
assuming.
Ones.
What's mine?
Trying to be funny.
Oh, yeah. Trying to be funny. That's what Daniela said.
Not being
not
funny.
Not being funny. Daniela's like, your love language
not humor.
Is trying to be funny.
Yeah.
Like, failing,
yeah.
but trying.
No,
yeah.
no.
Like, my love language is humor. No, yours is trying to be
yeah.
funny.
Yeah.
Attempted humor.
Mine, for
I need to fact check that.
is acts of service.
Ooh, that's true.
I like
that. You do like
stuff.
That.
Yes.
I don't do that.
But you also like making Colin do acts of service.
Colin, be honest, you don't have to do anything.
No,
ever.
I don't do
No,
it.
But you like doing the things like you both walk downstairs, sit on the couch, get all comfy, and you're like, oh, can you go get that thing upstairs?
Yep. Yeah,
well,
especially
it'd be nice.
Since I've gotten pregnant, for sure. Like, Lee gets me muffins and fruit roll-ups and stuff. For sure, he does that. But I also, every morning, if Colin's staying home, I bring him coffee in bed and breakfast. I draw him a bath. I do all his laundry.
Yay.
I do
that's
everything.
That's awesome.
Yeah, sick. I have a sick life.
So that's my love language.
Brittany's
yeah,
love language is
things.
Independence.
Yeah.
yeah.
She does what she wants, when she wants, and get the fuck out of the way. That's
that
my love language.
That just sounds like it, that's not even like, a, like I guess, a love for myself. Like, it doesn't sound like I'm projecting
how
it on my partner.
That's the point. You
well,
aren't.
That fucking sucks.
What's
sucks
your
for
favorite
Riley.
Way
yeah,
to
that's
show
what I'm saying.
Riley you love him?
My favorite way to show Riley I love him is...
Not returning his texts.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, okay, so we've been apart for 14 months. However many days that is, I texted Brittany, good night, I love you. And however many days that is, Brittany didn't respond.
Yes. So my, I guess the Chase. Chase me, no.
How do you make me know that I love you? I make you work for it. What are you, a cat?
No, how do I show you I love you? I don't know. It's like showing up, like being there.
Yeah.
Like I'm definitely
you
very
got
like
here
like,
after a year.
No, like emotionally, like hey, like
no.
I
Brittany's love language is actually though it's like providing. Like she goes out and comes like. I guess it would be like acts of service, but like, you know, she wants to get this good, like high paying job. Like she buys things for the house. Like she's like a
she
provider.
Betters herself to better
yes.
the unit.
She takes an interest in the things you're interested in.
Yeah. True. She tries.
That's not like love language though.
No, it is. She tries really hard to like know sports stuff.
Oh
who
yeah.
did what.
Listen
yeah.
to the thing.
But yeah.
She's also
to your
an
podcast.
Athlete though.
Like, I don't listen to the podcast. She listens to, like,
yeah, that's
all of
you're
them
a jerk.
Now. Also, another thing, I don't like podcasts.
Just press play and put it on mute and let it play. Give us another listen.
I do some, like, actually, no, I haven't done it. You're right. Okay. I'll do that.
While recording a podcast, another thing I don't like,
podcasts.
I don't listen to yours. The one you're on, you mean?
Yeah. Like, I don't listen to any.
No.
And I've tried. Listening to all the
oh, Lord,
ones.
I tried.
But it's just not for everyone.
Fair.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I'm not a big believer in, like, I don't have a lot of chances to listen to podcasts because I'm not a big believer in, like, overstimulation.
Oh, I don't know what that even means.
So Daniela often tells me to turn off my podcast or turn off the music because it's too much stimulation all the time.
Like there's too much light and sound.
She's like, Colin, you're always overstimulated with news and podcasts
sounds,
and
like
sounds.
Just like
be inside.
Sometimes
just
when
be quiet.
Yeah, sometimes
that's
when I'm
a
home
good,
alone.
Like a little meditation thing, that's a good idea.
If I'm cleaning
it's
the house.
It's very helpful.
If I'm cleaning the house, like whatever, like Colin's at work and I'm just tidying up or whatever. Sometimes I'll put like maybe background music on, but very rarely. Sometimes I just clean in silence. All I hear is the vacuum. All I hear is the bristles of the broom across the floor. I think about everything. You know, I'm scrubbing. I don't even notice that there's no sounds because I'm like in my head.
She has a sensitive cardiovascular system and a sensitive nervous
audio.
System.
Yeah.
Don't overstimulate. Also, don't make my heart rate go up.
But today.
Both, I guess those are both related.
They
though.
Are. Everything.
But goes. Today.
No, but lots of sensory, like
yeah.
sensory overload
it's
will definitely
important.
Raise your heart rate.
Yeah, but it's important to take a break. Like today, you get in the car, you listen to the radio, or you're like listening to your music. You get to work, there's music there, you're listening to pod, like, a lot of people who live alone, like, not just live alone, even people, like, live as families, like, they won't eat a meal unless there's a Netflix show, like, being watched.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff,
I don't
you know,
live
like
that.
But a lot of people do. I think it's way more common. Well,
I,
we all
I,
grew
I
up
basically,
in,
like, listen to a couple of hours of podcasts a day.
Right.
Like, everything, if I'm cooking. Podcast on the
background. Xbox.
If I'm playing Xbox, podcast on the background.
Right.
Like
every
month.
But isn't that like playing Xbox and having a podcast? Like
oh, absolutely.
Overstimulated.
Probably.
No. He just does it.
Yeah,
but
he
I do.
Brittany hates it.
No,
okay.
No, no. Like
no,
I actually
do hate it.
No, Brittany don't hate it. The only thing that Brittany do hate sometimes is like literally like this doesn't leave your face. Like he'll literally like be putting on his shoes, opening the door, lighting a cigarette, coming back in, going,
oh, like
taking a dump, going cooking. I'm like, you could put it down like at
right.
any
it
point.
It just seemed like
yeah.
I'm addicted to my phone. I'm the least like active on any sort of social medias or doing anything like that. Mm,
you've gotten
even.
Up
no,
there, right?
You just said you listen to hours of podcasts
yeah.
per day.
I can press play on my phone and put it down here and go cook, and my phone stays.
Yeah, but you're still
tuned in.
Oh, I'm definitely still tuned in. I'm always tuned in.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. Like I scroll, I watch.
Oh,
TikTok,
no,
but
you're saying like there's some people who do it like all the time.
Some people
I'm
it's like always.
I go to the shower. I'll bring it in play
right.
a podcast while
Colin
I shower.
Will have music on in the shower, either a podcast.
Well, that's
or
the
shower,
best. That's
so.
When we get our best.
Daniela thinks me listening to music in the shower and then coming downstairs to vacuum and putting music back on or a podcast back on, it's too much, man.
One or the other.
Just like relax with the music and the podcast.
One or the other.
Yeah, one or the other.
Wait, what doesn't make sense is having the vacuum on and music because how can you hear?
He has like headphones.
Headphones B?
That's so true.
Yeah.
That was dumb.
Again.
That was my
another
bad.
Thing to
I'll
prove
take the
how, my Bluetooth headphones around my neck is basically like someone wearing a chain.
Mm.
I basically don't take them off.
Mm. Yeah. People don't see this, but she's literally cupping the chihuahua's head while she's sleeping. Yeah. This is like overwork.
So when we're saying Daniela sometimes prioritizes the dogs over Colin, she's holding her in her arms while she sleeps in the palm of her hand.
And it looks like you're like,
her head is in the palm of my hand.
Like it's a lot of work. Like you're working
out. Oh, yeah.
Right now.
Like my hand's not resting.
Right.
It's flexed holding the chihuahua's head. But she likes it.
No, I know. She's
dead. Yeah, so podcasts suck.
Podcasts do suck. But you know what else sucks? I'm trying to come up with a segue. The next note that we have is, this is, again, another story that I didn't hear about until you guys were telling me. Was we have the MLB
All-Star
break.
Colin, you should take
break.
This one over.
Yeah, I don't mind taking this
then
one
the
over.
The side note is voter suppression.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, again,
take
same with
away,
the other story,
Colin.
Same with Atlanta Ho. I just wrote these notes down, and I didn't want to hear because I wanted to hear it fresh, like on the podcast. So I don't know what this story is.
Shout out, get the Atlanta Ho home.
Yeah.
I hope she's home by now. The All-Star game is a
lot. Oh my god, you know what?
I'm
just
gonna
want to go and put donation from from
We Want All the
Smoke. Here's $20.
We Want All the Smoke.
Hopefully she'll like give us a shout out.
Okay, so this year's baseball, MLB's All-Star game, was in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Atlanta, where the players play.
And out-of-towners get got, like, every day. So that's in Georgia. Georgia recently changed some legislation regarding voter ID and mail-in voting to make it tougher to do voter fraud. It's something to do with providing more identification or any identification at all. Because I'm not sure what they need. Sometimes it's legit just an address on an envelope and that's all you need.
That's all you need. You just got to show up and... Yeah.
So in Canada, you want to vote, you have to bring ID. It's not voter suppression or something. So in America, apparently, it's voter suppression because minority and low-income people often don't have the proper forms of ID and don't have the resources or the... necessary documents to get that ID,
so,
aka stable residence,
yeah.
Bank account, whatever these things are.
So they tried to make it harder to illegally vote.
Yes.
And people said that's racist. Like they turned it into a race issue.
They turned it into a race issue. And
how could you make like making? I don't understand how like, I heard your explanation of what it is, but like that doesn't make any fucking sense. How can voting and make like voting laws be racist? Like I don't such a wild
They're
jump.
They're implying that black people and minorities are incapable of having addresses and finding IDs.
Which is racist.
Which is incredibly
in itself,
racist
right?
in
like,
itself, and also doesn't make any sense. What
true,
does that even mean?
Fix it.
And if that's the actual
and if it's
thing,
like, and if it's like a crazy homeless dude who doesn't have an address,
don't
count
anyway.
His vote.
Yeah,
doesn't matter if it's white, black, brother. Like, I don't understand what race has to do with anything.
Even
like,
that guy.
If they were like. You need to live in a $50,000 house or $50,000. If there was like financial stipulations and whatever, I could see. Well, you know, this is a lower income.
Sure,
that
would
it's
be
fucking over low. That would be voter suppression.
Because even that homeless guy is capable of going to an Ontario. Or I don't know how it works in the Georgia, but you could go here and it's not even a driver's license. It's literally an identification card, and you basically need to provide a birth certificate and a SIN number. And you get this.
Yeah.
If you don't have that, you have a bigger problem,
mm-hmm.
or you're in the country illegally, and either way, get away from the polls. Okay? So also, that's all a separate political issue that is neither here nor there. I do like speaking about those things, but I'm a baseball fan from Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. I like baseball because I like home runs, and curveballs, and double plays, and all the things why people love baseball. Now, when I open Twitter and I'm scrolling baseball news, I see MLB All-Star game moved from Atlanta because of new bill passed by such and such senator. I don't care. When will professional sports realize involving politics that heavily leads to people tuning out?
I don't get it. Like, sports used to be the thing where you like get away from all of that.
Yes.
Let's go over to our buddy's house, have some drinks, watch some stupid guy shit and make jokes and laugh the whole day. It is nothing heavy is ever mentioned. No race relations, no vote, no who you voted for, nothing. It's just a fun afternoon where you can think about nothing and have fun. Now it's the exact opposite of that for every sport except NFL and UFC. And which two sports are fucking crushing it, like we said last episode? NFL and UFC.
Well, NFL,
you watch basketball, all it is
NFL took a knee or whatever.
And they got a hit. Now they stopped broadcasting that stuff. They stopped showing
play
that.
It. When you watch it on TV, it starts at the kickoff.
They skip the anthem, right?
Right. So now people, it starts bouncing back. And all NBA taking a huge hit because I don't want to watch politics. I want to watch sports. And now MLB is doing the same thing. And I don't think it's going to turn out well when you alienate your fan base from Georgia when it's your second or third biggest baseball market in the States.
Yeah, baseball is already not like the most popular sport. It's not like if the NFL, like we said, the NFL took a hit, like they bounced back.
Mm-hmm.
MLB doesn't have a lot of bounce back because they're not such a giant sport. Their numbers have been dwindling for a long time, just overall.
No, I get it. Like, you came to watch a game. Like, you're not there to be like, okay, is the Blue Jays conservative? Or are they like, no. Right. Who the fuck is going to make the home run today?
Like, we love watching, what's the show, Daniela? Sex Island or whatever?
The Sex Island?
The one where they try not to cheat on each other?
Yeah.
Temptation Island.
Temptation Island. Like, if it was like, Brandy beat up Sherry because Sherry voted no on Bill I-97. Like, I don't want to watch that.
No.
I just want to watch the girls yank each other's hair, throw drinks in each other's face, and cheat on their boyfriends.
If Temptation Island started talking about race, I'd be like, this is annoying.
This is annoying. And I'm not trying to say, like, we're sports and you're, like, I'm not trying to separate by that. And I'm just trying to make it something that you're interested
in. And I think it's important that other people stop getting mad at people like you guys, like, with your sports. Like, I want more sports without the politics. Other people and will say that you're privileged and that you're this and that.
I know.
But, like, stop making people bad people because they want a little tiny break from everyday hustle bustle. We can go be social justice warriors 6 days a week. Give me Sunday.
Give me Sunday
to
afternoon.
Watch my
that's
football
it.
Game and I'll watch the football
and,
game.
And let the player be like, I think this is bad. Because I don't have to listen to that. But now, if I apply that same strategy to the sport, now I don't have to watch it, which is what happened. I don't know what's happening in basketball anymore. And I used to pay for Bell Cable simply just to watch it.
Right.
Yeah,
now I'm like, screw it. So baseball, I was so excited. The Blue Jays have a great young team, super talented. And the first thing I go on opening day, baseball decides to move All-Star Game due to political bullshit. And I'm like, why?
Due to blah, 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 politics. I don't give a fuck, blah.
And don't get it twisted. It's not because white people or other people don't care about
not at all
the existence
race issues
or
race relations.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
Anything.
That's not at all.
The exact opposite.
But when you work in North America, you live a fast-paced lifestyle. You get up in the morning, you go to work, you work 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 hours. You come home, you make dinner, you rush here, you rush there. You want a little break for your brain, and it doesn't have to be in constant overload thinking about who's racist and who's not. And you just want a little break on Temptation Island or on the basketball court or on the football field. And that's not a wrong thing to do.
No, right. I think it's the opposite. I think it's a good thing to do. You see all these, like, there's people like who are so addicted to Twitter and all they do all day is just get into different political debates and try and like cancel people, like all of that kind of, like, you guys of all people who should take a break from this shit. It's you guys.
Right.
It's not healthy to just, that's all you do is watch news and politics and that. It's not healthy. Turn them, like you said, go play in the dirt.
Right.
My version of that is getting drunk and watching football or UFC.
Yeah, whatever.
You know
it is.
What I mean? Just go do some dumb shit that takes you away from the stuff.
Well, the sad part is that it used to be the opposite around sports. Like, I grew up my whole life playing on hood teams where it was just poor kids. So we got black, Arab, white,
Latin,
Asian,
whatever.
Every type of kid. And all that mattered was how fast you were, mm-hmm. how strong you were. Could you catch? Could you throw? Could you kick? What could you bring to the team? If nothing, see you later. If mm-hmm. a talent or a skill, I don't care what you look like. Are you good? Now we're best friends.
And not to mention, at least maybe I'm wrong, but this is just like watching sports like with Colin. Majority of high paid athletes are minorities.
Yeah.
So always talking about minorities getting the short end of the stick. Meanwhile, we're paying them millions of dollars to play games. Is like kind of like what?
Yeah, you're. It's like when Meghan Markle talked to Oprah about like how hard it.
Right.
How the racism she like
in the.
You're a millionaire princess talking to a billionaire.
Yeah. Someone.
Neither of you have had it that hard. hard.
Someone in a castle made one stupid little remark, yeah. Like, big deal.
They were so racist, you had to leave the castle and move into your mansion.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's not dope. I'm not like...
No, I'm not excusing it.
Fuck you, who cares about racism? No. I'm just saying, are you really the one who should be preaching to me?
Right. Like, a little bit of perspective helps.
Is all we're saying.
And white people grew up in the hood, too. What about you guys? Okay, I'm not saying in hood, but like in Bayshore... You were the minorities in Bayshore.
Yeah, fuck Akora. Bayshore for life.
Mm-hmm. Right? Like,
in our building, for sure.
In your building and stuff. Like, so you're just telling all these people their type of way because you're white and privileged and blah, blah, blah. When a lot of white people come from tough backgrounds.
And black people come from much... The whole thing is just fucking stupid. And to try and shove it down your face while you're watching baseball, I'm like, it's getting shoved down my face everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You can't eat certain types of syrup and movies and Dr. Seuss. It's getting shoved down your face everywhere. Can't I just watch two dudes get locked in a cage and beat the hell out of each other for 20 minutes without anyone telling me anything?
Right. You can in the UFC. That's
why they're killing it, and that's why basically the only sport I watch now.
I also have a Atlanta Ho quick update.
Oh, ooh, nice.
Perfect.
So her name is Yaz the Stallion.
Yaz the Stallion.
Of course it is.
So she originally asked for $1,300.
Okay.
We know the story.
Yeah.
And she actually ended up getting just over $1,600.
Good for her.
Boom, boom, boom. Shout out to Yaz the... What is it? Yaz the Stallion.
And then it says... So like when you donate something, you can write a message. And it gets posted on the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So some donors wrote messages along with their donations, like, get it together, shorty, broke bitch, and now you know better, do better. And
see, I wouldn't say that.
So why are you giving her money then if you're going to hate on her?
They're just helping her out and telling her you're an idiot.
It was also only up for 19 hours. She got over $1,600 cashed out.
Good for her.
America.
I love Yaz the Stallion.
I love Yaz the Stallion.
Really do be the place where anything can happen.
Yeah. I love America.
It really, like, you can be a whore who flies across the country to fuck somebody.
And people will help bail you out. People will
help bail you out.
Give you
when the government bailout doesn't work, you get people to bail you out.
Yeah. And so that's...
And people are giving you $50
bucks. So fucked up and so incredible.
And being like, broke bitch, and still giving you the money. It's so sick.
But yeah, I didn't get to say anything on your... Like, the whole, like, what's happening, like, just in North America in general. Like, the whole, like... You know, like healthcare issues and poverty and all that, like to bring race into it is just like Morgan Freeman said it the best day when he was like, he was like, oh, how do you feel about like Black History Month? He's like, ridiculous. And then he was like, yeah. And he's like, well, I'm a Jewish man. He's like, or you could just be a man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just stop talking about it. It's like, okay, my issue is I'm poor. Okay, we should talk about that. We should fix that. My issue is I can't afford to get my birth certificate so I can vote. Why do you got to bring race into it, right? Like, stop talking about it. Stop
Which
talking
is what is
Talk
so
about what's really bothering you. I don't have a job. Okay, let's get you a job. Don't be like, I don't have a job because
be
I'm
good at
Mexican.
Your job. Yeah.
Like,
I can't vote because I don't have, like, an address or whatever. It's not...
Let's get you a P.O. box.
Let's not talk about your
so
color of your skin.
Nothing that you said was race-related. I can't vote because I'm an address has nothing to do with Black.
Yeah.
I can't do this because of this has nothing to do with race.
Stop bringing race
into
the problem.
Like, mm-hmm. It's almost like you would want people to be judged by the content of their character and not the color of their skin.
Yeah.
Like, that used to be the liberal mantra.
Crazy.
That used to be the liberal mantra.
Yes.
Now it's a crazy out-of-this-world concept.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the healthcare in the States, though, is really fucked up, though. Like, honestly, like, I've seen videos and what people...
But
my cousin
it?
Alone...
Is it? Because I look at the States... And they're all opening up like crazy, and they did more vaccinations in 48 hours, in the past 48 hours, than Canada did yet.
Oh, when it comes to that,
like,
I meant more
we
like,
have the best healthcare. And we're like all waiting around for a vaccine for a year and a half, while the rest of the world is like passing us and opening up. We're not some third world country. If you look at what percentage of our taxes go to healthcare, we should be like the
first
country vaccinated.
Yeah.
Like
it should be those... fucking Scandinavians and then us.
And then us, yeah.
I almost wish that there's like tiers of healthcare you can like apply to and like you just pay a specific tax bracket. So if you're like a middle class, whatever you pay healthcare and you get like up to like emergency, like almost like insurance, like health insurance. But then some things like calling your shoulders
get, like,
fucked up.
B level medicine.
Yeah, if you're calling shoulder fucked
if
up.
If you're rich, you get the A level stuff.
Yeah.
If you're poor, you get the B level stuff.
Yeah.
I like that
that's
idea.
How they do it in the States. Like
if I
want
to pay
called
to get an MRI, I just go. I don't want to wait in line.
I agree with you. Not that we should have two levels of healthcare.
Okay, maybe that's like a bad way.
But
to
I think
I'm not the concept of what you're saying, but the way you presented it.
Fine. I want more private options available.
Yes,
boom.
That's a much better way of saying it. But to be like.
Yeah. No, like, I want to take away.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to do that.
Danielle now is going there. Like,
no,
this is
back,
I'm so for the
back.
Fuck those poor guys. They don't get the same
fine.
Medicine I do.
That was fine. That was fine. Keep it as is. But if I want to, I wish there was more options of private healthcare, more private fertility clinics, more private x-ray and MRI places, more private.
I don't understand
whatever.
The whole, like, it has to be private or it has to be private.
Right, why,
like,
can't it be both?
Why can't there be, like, why is it black and white? There's got to be a through line somewhere where you can find a better system that incorporates both.
Right,
yeah.
But maybe they don't want it because the private one will have
the top
better service and the top teams and the most highest paid doctors. Like, when you go to, let's say, the fertility clinic, like, funded by the state or by the province here, they're not as goal driven and as, like, aggressive with treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, if you go to the States and you go to California,
they need results to make more money to keep
And then you go to your doctor, he's talking to you every day, he's trying everything,
they're
you're
way
paying
more
top
invested.
Dollar, they're way more invested and you get results faster, better, and maybe the better doctors are there. I don't know.
Even here with ultrasounds and stuff, I couldn't be part of any of the experiences because of COVID, whatever, that's fine. We found a private place. We went in. They, like, it's 10 times more inclusive and involved with the people. And they're, like, put, like, Beats by Dre speakers beside you and the heartbeat. And
you can, like, buy the sound of the heartbeat and put in a teddy bear. You can get...
That's so cool.
They let you pick. She takes a billion photos.
She's like, lets you pick them.
Here, take 15 minutes, scroll through, pick... Like, it's just like a different experience. When I go to the regular ultrasound clinic, I'm, like, afraid to talk to the ultrasound tech. The admin lady hates me. Like, it's just... It's, like, so, like...
It's so true.
Ugh.
This sounds probably super naive to say, but, like... I kind of look at it when you talk about, like, oh, I'm willing to pay for, like, private, and the other people just get... So, like, this is such a huge stretch. So, like, I can, like, let's say I can afford the Gucci purse, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I will pay for it, and then everyone else can just get the Walmart brand.
Right.
Like, that's just how it is. Like, I invested my money in this purse that I want... So I'm
I don't
get
think that's
it,
a bad
but
analogy.
But then everyone else is like, well, we get this $50.
That is how
purse.
Private... That's...
But you still got a purse, though.
Yeah,
like,
right.
But I choose to spend my money on
You can still put
Gucci.
Your makeup in your purse. It's just not
You're,
a Gucci.
That is
purse.
Kind of how the
so, like,
privatized
that's, like,
healthcare works.
That's how, like, I see it, and I don't think people should freak out and be like, what? Like, how
but
do
a little
you
bit you're
feeling?
Talking about, like, healthcare. So, like,
well,
I got all the best medicine. You got the Walmart medicine.
Well, there is some things. Like, what if we see a car accident right there, we call 911? Are we calling... private 911 or public 911?
Well,
if you're rich enough, do you dial 922?
That'd be pretty dope.
And then, like, a different ambulance comes.
And when
I wouldn't like that.
See,
a limousine pulls up, and when the guy gets
out, it
becomes
complicated.
Fits on
a like, only ACPs can, like, because we have different levels, like, pre-hospitally. And, like, obviously, you want the most, like, procedures and medicines and all that stuff.
Yes.
So, like, it sounds like that would be really fucked up because then only the PCPs go to, like, the public and then private gets all the ACPs. Like, that's fucked. Like,
I
that
don't
want
to lower
okay
the standard of care anywhere. I want there to be
I
a
agree
base
I,
standard.
Exactly. When, like, the idea of there being a through line between private and public probably does make the most sense.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not saying we want to give... shitty healthcare to anyone or better healthcare
just
to anyone.
So you know,
just give you the option to be private.
Just so you know, if you air this, like, you're so canceled.
Oh, no.
So canceled.
No one can cancel us. We said that Amanda Nunes had a big dick.
Amanda Nunes clit so big it has testicles. No, also, the smokers know what the fuck it is.
Yeah.
You're not going to listen to it if you're not a like-minded
and
smoker.
Also.
We're ready to debate.
We're nothing we're saying is mean-spirited. Or
that's what I'm saying. The smokers
any
know.
Group.
No,
I'm for everybody, literally.
Mm-hmm.
I just want the same
choices.
And options and let
I
people live what they how they live.
That's
and how I choose to deal with those choices. Like, it's my choice.
Also,
end.
Like, there's lots of arguments for private healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not a crazy concept. Like,
not even a little bit. And so
or
I
a
think
racist one.
Imagine the
race.
State controlling how much you're allowed to earn.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they do to doctors,
right.
Nurses, everything else.
If maybe if I was a doctor and nurse,
I'd be like,
that's
that.
Annoying.
I want to work where I can make the most amount of money.
I wonder why so many Canadian doctors go to the States.
I wonder
they
why.
Do, yeah.
I wonder why. So, like, I'm not even. We're not even trying to, like, get
this is off the fucking rails. big time.
Oh yeah,
serious.
This is we have
we come on and ruin the vibe.
Well, I thought
I
this was
exact,
a free range.
I think the exact opposite
true,
of ruin the vibe.
I'm just joking.
I was going to say
ruined.
These guys come on. It was a much more. I bet you this one's going to be way easier to follow. There's not as much yelling over each other. It was much more chill, calm vibes. And it wasn't, like, super sports related. I thought it was dope as shit.
A little refreshing.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we can end on a funny note.
What
with
is
the,
this?
I didn't write any
oh,
of
I did, but we already
this?
Did what ifs.
Oh, no,
did
she
we?
Was talking about
yeah.
the...
Oh, she
yeah,
was talking,
we
talking about
we
the
incorporated
interest,
this
though.
Already, but, like, on a funny note, we should tell Daniela.
Oh, Daniela said she had a strong opinion on pets. So we told her to stop and save it for the pod.
Yeah, what was that strong opinion on pets?
I think we should once and for all end... the notorious dog versus cat debate.
Whoa!
What notorious dog versus cat debate?
What's better? Are you a dog person?
No, no,
or
no,
cat
no
person?
Not, I don't
no,
want to end it as in pick one. I want to end it as in...
they're both acceptable.
They're both good pets.
Yeah.
For different lifestyles. I don't understand when people who have cats are so like... I love cats all the time.
Cats
this
are,
goes back
cats
to
are
Disney.
Way better.
And
this
I
goes
don't
back
know
to all the
have dogs.
Dogs
are
like, dogs are
like
so
cats
better.
Are so disgusting. I want to kill them all. Like,
yes.
Stop. I have met good cats.
Kill
I have
all
met
cats.
Bad cats. I have met good dogs. And I have met bad dogs.
You're holding one in your hands right now.
Yeah, she's a very bad dog. But I've had a cat that was very good. And I just, they're both... sick mammals to have in your house, and the most socially accepted pets, the most reg pets, they're both
so
pretty good.
So basically, Daniela just hates anyone who's passionate about something.
Yeah, I guess passion is a big turnoff for me.
And how do you feel about people pressuring you to adopt instead of shop for
oh,
a pet?
That's another big one, too. Oh my god.
Like he knows how to push
your I money. Hate adopt, don't shop.
Oh.
Shut the fuck up. You know, look, you know what the dog... Okay, so they post a dog picture, the adoption agency.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Willie, the shepherd, needs a new home. I'm like, okay, I'm going to read Willie's bio. Number one, he's 5 years old. Okay, half of his life is gone. Next. Has, like, oh, by the way, Willie has a disorder that requires $200 a month in medications to, like, upkeep. That's already, like, kind
yeah.
of fucked.
Can't be around children.
Yeah. Then it's, like, must have a single detached home. Who can afford that these days? Then it says, good with other dogs? No. Cats? No. Children? No. Like, why would I get
this?
This
isn't a pet.
Right.
This is a burden.
Yeah, why would I get this? Like, and then if you don't get it and you buy yourself a puppy that you can just make how you...
and love
and love
it,
and raise it how you want to raise it and have a sick dog or whatever, you're... bad and shunned and contributing to puppy mills just because you have a little extra cash and you can buy a puppy.
Just because I don't want to take on a burden and I would prefer a pet.
Right.
Let me buy my doctor and let me buy my dog.
Yes.
Just let me do what I want to do with my shit.
Let's move to Florida.
Yeah. And people who adopt, that's really cool.
No,
good for
an
you.
Angel.
We're
not
anti-adoption.
No,
but
continue
we're anti
it.
The movement of making people who buy.
You're a bad
like
person
that.
If you don't.
Yeah, on the Ottawa dog group, when someone says, "Hey guys, me and my family finally came to the decision to expand, and we would like to get a little dog. If you know any, I don't know,
breeders
for this type of dog,
fuck
please
you.
Let us know." The comments wild.
Oh, you goddamn piece of shit.
Yeah, adopt, don't shop, blah blah blah. Shelters this, shelter
buy
that.
Buy this blind, deaf.
Yeah, I don't want it.
Incontinent.
Yeah, like I'm sorry, I don't want it.
$500 a week.
And you're not a bad person for wanting a puppy.
You're allowed, guys. It's okay.
You're
you
allowed.
Heard it here.
Shop. Don't adopt.
And with that, we're out.
Welcome back.
Hey. Hey.
Arthur Fontarelli fact check.
Yeah, we got the fact check, boys and girls. So, yeah, I have here baby poop a day.
Your very first note of fact check is baby poop.
Yeah, baby poop. And then I wrote under it a day.
Okay.
I think we can figure that out. So
I think
basically,
it's pretty easy to figure that guy out.
We were like, okay, within the first 6 weeks of life, on average, a baby poops 4 to 12 times a day.
That's an insane amount of poop.
Shitty the big Ricky.
Yeah, shitty Ricky will definitely be on the higher end.
Yeah, he'll be 13 per day.
Yeah, he'll be. He's advanced. Above average.
Advanced pooper.
He's in the top percentile.
Of everything, so he'll definitely be pooping a lot. It'll,
yeah, that's why he's got the name Shitty Ricky. He's, yeah, not, he's not even here yet, and he's, we already know he's a big pooper.
Already shitty.
Yeah, he's already shitty.
Yeah.
And then, because I love it when you guys do, like, the guest stuff, I wanted to, for some reason, I really wanted to guess poop in pounds on average the first year of a baby's life.
Like, how much does a baby poop
in its first year
in
of
its first
life?
Year
in
of
pounds.
His life. Yep.
So we have 12 times a day is, like, the max.
But how big are those?
Day.
And then times 365.
Right, but you don't know how much, like, a single poop weighs.
Right.
And obviously as the baby gets bigger.
The poops get bigger.
Uh-huh. I'm going to say 56 pounds.
56
pounds? I was
going to
say way more than that.
No, they're small.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like, 150 pounds.
Yeah, I was going to...
Could be.
Yeah.
I'm going to go near Riley and go 160.
She prices right at me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say, I'm, like, trying to, like, picture, like, weight right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good way of thinking of it.
Like I'm
being
at
the gym,
table,
but it's handfuls of
like,
baby
and this
shit.
Table, like, covered with diapers and stuff. Like, I would say, like, a year. 200.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, Brittany is correct.
Wow. Nice, right?
The average is 14 ounces, 400 grams maybe a day. So it goes to about 6-7 pounds a week. So you're looking at almost 300 pounds of poop.
Yeah, okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
That's reasonable. Yeah, that makes sense. That adds up. Good job, Brittany.
Yeah.
I'll give that one to you.
That is, you guys are going to be elbow deep in poop.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Good thing your boy's yoked at the gym.
True.
Yeah.
200 pounds, nothing.
Two dogs
gym
and a baby?
Out.
Yeah.
That's poop.
Poop city.
Poop city.
Poop
Colin
city.
Colin himself?
Loves pooping.
That poop in itself is like 6-7 pounds.
Yeah.
Me? Per day?
That's per poop.
Seven
pounds per poop.
Yeah.
Per,
yeah.
So you can't complain about giving birth. Colin does it every day.
Yeah, exactly. With his poops.
Right out the butt.
Yeah, so. this is a poop-friendly house. That's for sure.
Daniela also do really like poop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you do love analyzing animals.
Well,
poop.
That was a rumor made up a long time ago.
What did his poops look like?
What a rumor.
Daniela has like a whole poop analyzing kit.
Well, Ben made
everything.
Up I had a whole poop kit.
Yeah, shout out Ben.
But you do like to examine your dog's poops to see if there's anything
as,
wrong
as
with
you should.
Yeah, you should examine your own poop.
You should
am
look at your
I
own
healthy?
Poop. Like, I sometimes ask Colin.
Brittany's got nothing to worry about.
Like, I don't know if this is like too off topic for fact check or whatever.
It's not.
But
no such thing.
You should, like Brittany said, examine your poop. Own
and
poop.
Your pee.
Yeah, examine everything. Also, like, I realize, I don't know about you, Brittany, but I realize that boys never look at their buttholes. I see mine very regularly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And you guys...
No.
I couldn't pick my butthole out of a lineup of buttholes.
Like, oh. You never walk by a mirror, like maybe one in your room or the bathroom, and do the old turn around and spread.
And spread
and
your
look
butt
over,
cheeks?
And
no.
Look over your shoulder.
No.
Like, we have it easier where we just can...
Yeah, well,
yeah.
I do all of it.
Yeah, I've done all of that.
If you showed me 5 pictures of buttholes and one of them was mine, I would not be able to tell you which one was mine.
I would be able to.
Why?
Absolutely.
I look at my butthole...
clip it.
If something's wrong,
I haven't looked at my butthole in maybe ever.
To me,
it's probably been
understand.
10 years since I got a good look at my butthole.
Same.
How
like if I poop and I'm like, "Ooh, that didn't feel right." Maybe I'll look at my butthole.
Like,
no. If I'm like,
if
I'm like, everything feels great. What's the point? I don't look at my elbow either because it looks fine.
How do you
it
not
feels
look
fine.
At, like, you have all these body parts and to, like, go, like, years without looking at one of them? A pretty big one at that. One you use every day. You
I don't look at
what
my...
What if we're about to get nasty
I don't
with
like,
someone?
I don't like...
Dad,
don't,
that's
no,
not true.
I wash
like,
my
I
butthole.
I
wash
okay,
it.
But what if you... Okay.
I constantly wash my butthole.
No,
I don't
I
look at it.
Okay, okay. 1 second. You had a long... You start in the morning. You had a shower in the morning. You wash your butthole, okay?
Yeah.
You go to the work.
As you do.
You're
running as one does.
Eating. You probably went to the bathroom in the meantime.
You?
You're
mm-hmm.
running to after
you're cooking
work.
All day.
Yeah, after work. Maybe you go somewhere, whatever. And maybe someone wants to get frisky with you. It's in, you
and
guys
you're
are
at
in
this
the moment.
Time already 2 poops now.
Yeah, and you're in the moment. And you can't pause now. do you quickly before going be like, oh, one second, run, look at your butthole, make sure everything's fine, go out?
No, I quickly run, take a horse bath, and run back. If I've been working all day and I know I'm about to get frisky, I run into the bathroom, wash my junk
I check in on my body parts all the time.
Because if I'm about to get frisky, looking and observing the butthole is not going to.
My butthole is the last thing on my mind when I'm getting frisky.
Also, whatever it looks like is what it looks like. Unless there's poop on it, it's good to go.
What if there's poop on it?
Like Brittany said, you guys...
Well, you wash it. You make sure you're clean.
You guys have, like, the advantage where you can see it close. But you guys also, like...
It's easy for you to see your
when
butthole.
But when you're getting frisky...
If you want to look at a butthole,
when you're getting frisky, the girl's butthole is in plain sight.
Oh yeah, she's staring.
Yes.
When you're getting frisky, the guy's butthole's nowhere in sight.
Well, she's sucking you.
It's still not in sight.
She could make it in sight,
but I don't like.
Now we're describing sexual scenarios where sucking leads to looking at a man's butthole.
A man's butthole.
Okay. Yeah. Well, so that's my good. Question is like, okay, like, do you guys do like, how do you wipe your butt? Like, do you keep wiping until you don't see brown anymore?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Is that, and like, are you guys doing like...
Well, until I always see a little brown. And I'm like, that's good enough.
Like, that's what I mean. Like, so you're like, oh, how confident was I on my wipe?
Very.
Like, well, do you guys do this, or do you just put a pile?
What if you got white toilet paper in your butthole?
Do you fold your toilet paper and wipe your ass?
Yes.
Yes.
Fold it,
you don't do like a mitt?
Yeah. Oh no, I do. I wrap.
People do mitts.
I do the mitt
and then I pull it out and exactly. Then hold and the then mitt in my hand.
Right. No, I know. You don't leave the mitt on. Wasted toilet paper on this
the back side. Yeah.
Okay. I thought you meant like you just stick your hand up your butt.
No, but I measure with the wrap.
Yeah.
Yes.
The mitt is the measurement tool.
Yes.
Wrap.
It does make a perfect square if you do it properly. It's perfect.
I just think that
so
we
should... So you keep wiping till you Daniela don't see
just
brown
wants
anymore,
to raise
like
butthole
calling,
awareness.
Like,
yes, actually.
It's okay.
I just think we should encourage men. Men should encourage men and women should encourage men to observe, look at their bodies, not be ashamed of their bodies. It's not gay to look at your own butthole and make sure everything's okay.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah, toxic masculinity.
Yeah,
hey, smokers, after this podcast, do us all a favor. We want you to stick around and be with us for a long time. Go look at your butthole.
Go look at the butthole.
Send us pictures. We'll keep an eye on it for you.
Send our pictures.
Tweet the hashtag butthole awareness month.
The butt check.
We're going to sell t-shirts that say butthole awareness.
That's the new butthole awareness.
Yeah.
That's the new stand that we're making here, and we want all the smoke.
And we're not
scared.
We
want you to spend more time looking at your butthole, and I'm not ashamed to say it.
Yes.
Whoa, that's empowering.
Yeah. I felt that.
Be right back.
Yeah. We're all going to take a quick pause.
Everyone look at each other's buttholes. Brittany and Daniela, me and Colin.
Oh, my God. Sorry.
Yeah, 300 pounds
from check.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So we were talking about how, like, I would totally donate to, it sounds like she got her
money. To
wedding.
The Atlanta Hole?
Oh, Atlanta Hole, yeah.
For sure. I said $20, no problem. But that's $20 Canadian. I'm only willing to donate. And Colin was like, oh, okay, well, that's like $14.
16.
Who said 16?
Yeah.
You said 14, 16, right?
I said 16.
Who said 16?
Yeah, I said 16.
So we looked it up. And today it's 79 cents for
on
the
dollar. Yeah.
So that would be $15.90 for
yes, he's pretty damn
stallion.
Close.
But also, how wild and bad is our dollar?
Really bad.
Yeah.
Mine is $16.
For Yaz's cause. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
but Yaz made it home, sounds like. And she did the right thing by taking it off when she got what she needed.
Yeah.
She didn't leave
like,
it off.
She didn't give it up and try and get extra money
or something.
But I think
she
could, got embarrassed.
Yeah,
after a while.
Well, because a bunch of people kept calling her a dumb whore when they're giving
her
money.
Yeah.
But hey, she got $1,600. That's more than what she was looking for. Extra $300.
She went
to Atlanta and she boned an NBA.
Yeah.
Like,
so
everything comes up. Everything's coming up. Yes.
She's killed
it.
We should all learn from
Yaz.
Hashtag butthole awareness. Hashtag learn from Yaz.
We got to get Yaz on the podcast.
Oh my God.
Someone's got to reach out.
Yeah, I'm going to reach out to the Atlanta Ho Yaz.
On Instagram.
No.
Yeah, we're gonna slide into our DMs.
Yeah, you got to.
So, I have the next one would be how much like a family vacation, a week vacation in Disney, like that was like a family of four,
yeah,
average. So they would spend on average $204 per day. So that would be $5,100.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's so much money.
That's so much money.
And that's
then
just at Disney. That's not getting
I'd
there.
I'd be looking at the Swiss Alps. For the same cost, you could go look at the Swiss Alps.
You could go look at the Swiss Alps.
You can look at them.
Because that's the Disney price. That's not the plane price.
Right. You didn't.
And if
you
stay in a hotel
yet
outside of Disney,
right,
then you're also paying for that too.
Right.
Which is wild.
Which is an
Mia
insane
barfed
amount of money.
Mia barfed.
Uh-oh.
So you guys take it away. I'm just going to
don't worry.
That.
You'll be back for the love language part.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't
yeah
worry. But this also involves Daniela too. It's too bad she's too busy cleaning up doggy vomit. But it's ipso facto.
Yeah. Colin butchered this. He was trying to say ipso facto and he was saying everything but. And so we had to look up what it actually was. And it's ipso facto, and it's Latin.
So the first thing I said was ipso facto, but I didn't have enough confidence. And then I backtracked and said a bunch of crazy different things. But it means, like, because of this, this is...
Yeah, the fact in and of itself, or the act.
Yeah.
And the reason why this even came into discussion was Daniela explaining why she is the funnest one.
Yeah.
So she said that Space Jam and Disney are not fun.
Right.
Therefore. She's the funnest. She doesn't like Space Jam and Disney.
Yeah.
Therefore, Space Jam and Disney is not that fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ipso facto,
you like Space Jam and Disney, you're not fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we're not fun.
We're not fun.
We're not
yeah
fun.
Not compared to Daniela.
Yes.
Yeah.
According to Daniela,
like,
we're not
we can
all
be
fun
a little fun, but we're not as fun.
Not her level. Like,
exactly.
Nowhere near her level.
Exactly.
Yes.
Because yeah, not yeah only do we like Space Jam, we also love Disney.
Yeah, of course. Disney Plus is like the only thing I want to keep now.
Don't you guys own Disney Plus?
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course. You've heard Daniela's take on Disney Plus. Do you think they have it?
Yeah, what are we going to do, watch Disney movies?
Get dressed up as Moana?
Yeah, Daniela hates that.
You guys love Pocahontas so much. So then we discussed the debate on love languages. We didn't actually know what all the love languages are. We just know that Riley is just obsessed with touching.
Yeah. Riley got the gayest one.
Yeah.
No surprise.
Yeah.
The most
no
neediest,
surprise
clingiest one.
Most yeah annoying one, physical touch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely the clingiest one.
Yeah. And I think everyone knows that one.
Yeah.
Then,
no one was surprised.
Yeah. And then we've got words of affirmation.
I'm a little bit words of affirmation. It's too bad Danielle's not here for this part. It's the only part that would make sense for Danielle to be here for. But I think I do words of affirmation and the receiving one.
Oh, we'll get there. Yeah,
yeah,
we definitely
yeah
have comments.
Words of
on
affirmation
that
is like compliments and shit like that. So like that dress
it's
looks good. I like your hair. You're really funny. Things like that.
And it's funny that Danielle is not here to like confirm or deny that.
Yes. Yeah.
But I think like most boyfriends have words of affirmation as a love language more so than like girlfriends. Like I feel like
mm-hmm
most guys are always like, oh damn, you look good. Like
yeah
I feel like that's a very common thing. And not so much going back the other way. I'm not like getting in a gender talk or anything.
So
I just
lady
mean,
smokers, compliment your men.
Compliment your men more often.
Yeah.
That's basically what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's normalize calling your man beautiful.
Mm.
No. Well, Riley wants that for sure.
Yeah,
sure
for sure.
While I cuddle on the couch.
Yeah.
Tell me I'm a beautiful soul.
I think that words of affirmation are things like when your partner is not sure that they should go for a promotion. If they're
mm-hmm
not sure about a career change, if
mm-hmm
they're, you know, questioning something important and you tell them
you're
that you
best
trust them and that whatever they do, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, like I got your back
smartest
type shit.
You're the smartest, most
yeah
talented, you got this.
Yeah.
You'll
yeah
get it.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it's all encompassing. But
yeah
really, any affirmation, make you feel good. Anything that you say to your partner to make them feel good.
Yeah.
Daniela, how did the vomit look?
It was yellow with a little bit of like standard food in it. Nothing crazy.
Mm-hmm.
She shook it off. I think she's okay. And I was able to pick her up and move her to barf in a different location for the other loads.
Oh,
nice.
Very good.
Very good.
Very
don't
good
touch this pipa.
Okay. Am I good at words of affirmation?
That's the first love language.
Like saying like you're this
pretty
and you're that or whatever. Yeah.
Anything like anything affirming.
Yeah.
Yes. Colin is very good at words of affirmation, and every time I like do stuff for him and whatever, he never lets it go unnoticed. Like, he'll always mention it or comment it or randomly just be like, I love my life, just to kind of like reiterate he likes everything I do. So yeah, I'm saying that.
So I guess we should just get right to that one then, like that. So he, maybe his love language is receiving gifts.
Yeah, when I read that, I was like, that seems a little suspect. Like, the way I show you that I love you is I let you buy me stuff.
Right.
That seems kind of selfish. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty good gig if you can get it.
Right, right.
But what does it actually mean?
Yeah, so like what she just said, like she does all this stuff for him, and then he's just super thankful for it. And that's
the appreciative.
And then Danielle had a good take on, like lesbians.
Or gays,
whatever.
But mostly
trans.
Princess pillows.
And pillow princesses.
Pillow princesses, and then the munchers.
Yeah.
Getting munched
out. So there's pillow princess is usually like stereotypically the more feminine, petite girl. She lies on the pillow. She's a princess and gets munched
then,
out.
Then
she
the
doesn't
more,
do the munching. She doesn't wear a strap. She doesn't.
The more manly,
them.
The more butch lesbo comes and munches her out.
Yeah. So it can be another feminine one, but yeah, stereotypically.
Yeah.
I guess the more.
So they're.
Butch
one. That's an example of being really appreciative of the munching out gift that
she's
receiving.
I will receive the gift of your munch out.
So does the muncher receive sexual pleasure from the munching?
Yes.
Because
does the muncher ever get
acts
munched?
Of service.
So
that
like ever.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you, my gay friends, I don't know other.
Does the muncher ever become the munchie?
Not very often. So when you're a top or a bottom, bottom would be a pillow princess in this case.
Pillow
whatever.
Biter.
No, the pillow princess
no,
is the bottom.
No, that's a slur.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
For a man.
Yes.
They don't switch usually. There are some people who identify as switches.
Mm-hmm.
So that's so there's top, bottom,
switch
and a switch.
I don't want to get too graphic, but for a man, I can understand because apparently both things, that both actions can get you to a finish line.
Yep.
Both actions are dope. Colin, you heard it here first.
When
speaking
when
from experience.
When you're just a muncher.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All you get is a sore jaw.
There's no, how do you
I
say?
Reciprocation.
Right. So I hope our parents don't.
Or does she just get herself off while doing it?
I think that there's a lot of people. There's a lot of lesbians. I know a lot about lesbians, but there's a lot of
leading lesbian expert Daniela weighs in here.
That can actually, when they wear a strap on, finish using a strap.
Because
so,
it vibrates on their clit, right?
Not even just the.
No, like it does.
But
yeah,
even,
it pounds it.
But even just
the act of
doing it.
Wow.
Finishes her. So a lot of munchers are getting off on
munching.
The munchie.
And not
munching.
Even by touching.
Not by stimulation, by
that's
pure.
Pure mental.
Mental, yeah.
Wow.
Dang.
But like,
dang.
Do they have a true orgasm? Like. I understand getting off
fake.
On
for,
it.
Sounds a little sus, but maybe for them it is.
I think
I don't,
they have
I don't,
a true orgasm from
like,
it.
Like, I understand the strap-on does have, like, a vibrating thing that stimulates their clit while they're fucking... Yeah, but, like, I just, like, from eating someone out, I'm like, do you truly have an orgasm from
I think
munching on
do.
The carpet? Like,
maybe.
I think some people... There's a lot
so
of people
Yaz,
who purely...
So, Yaz the Stallion's coming on, then we need to get a true blue lesbian who's just a muncher.
We
what does she get out of it?
We need a couple, because you can't have both. Every couple is one and two. Because you can't have two munchers. Who, like,
you got to find someone you're comfortable with asking that. Because I can get top and bottoms to comment on it, but...
Right.
I'd be comfortable asking.
But with gays, it's different, remember? Because both achieve... Both can physically
both
achieve.
Both are dope, according to Colin.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You want to get pounded or do the pounding? I'm good either
it's
way.
Colin's down
good.
For both.
Right.
So if you want to talk about the muncher, that could tie into the next love language, which
good
is acts
segue, Brittany.
Of service.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Love
so,
language, acts of service.
Acts of receiving, acts of service.
Okay. Acts of munching, acts of being munched.
Yeah.
Munching
so,
out? Yeah.
So, Daniela's love language
is munching out.
Munching out.
No.
Yeah. She munches Colin's butthole. That's how she knows what it looks like.
So I don't have to check.
So she, like, you know, like, brings him coffee, draws him a bath, like, things.
Of course,
because
Colin likes getting pounded out. That's why he likes baths.
She knows, like, those are things that he would love. And then the muncher knows that the munchie will love being munched.
Because acts of service.
The parallels are uncanny.
Absolutely.
Between love languages and lesbian relationships. The parallels are crazy.
And our fourth love language is quality time. That's how they show their love, by purposely going out of their way to take your loved one on a picnic or book a spontaneous trip away to.
It doesn't necessarily mean
that's
just
another
watching
one
TV
I
at
think
night.
It's like making.
Unless
time
like
for
that's
days.
One of your things where you have like your show or your movie, but they mean like
I think
it's not just sitting on the couch and you're both scrolling. That's not quality
out
time.
Time to spend on purpose, dedicated
to
paying
each
attention
other?
To that person.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, for me and Brittany, one of our favorite things in the world is watching movies. So, like, for us, finding a good movie and watching it, I think that qualifies as quality time.
Yeah.
We're taking an effort. We're taking that time out for each other to watch this movie. So, like,
and comment out and make
comment
fun of it.
Like, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't see it as any different as we're taking this time out to spend with each other and going on a hike or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It might be a little lazier, but you know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's not quality time because we're watching a movie. It's one of both of our favorite things to do.
Yeah, we're huge movie buffs, so, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, of course, physical touch.
Right.
Yep, boy. Bruh, bruh, bruh.
So, are we going to find out what Brittany's love language is?
Yeah, because I don't know. I'm, like, looking at it.
Yeah, neither do I.
Basically, what I got from all of this is I'm a terrible girlfriend.
Yes.
Is what I got.
This is why I wanted to do the quiz.
Okay.
I want to drive that point home. Okay. Brittany doesn't know what her love language is. Neither do I.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay,
good
question stuff. One. Gender, female, age,
25 to 34.
Married or in a relationship? Yes.
In a relationship.
Oh. Have you read the five love languages? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's more meaningful to me when I receive a loving note, text, email for no special reason from my loved one, or my partner and I hug.
Oh, definitely getting, like, an email, like, when he leaves
that
me.
That you will not respond
like,
to.
When he leaves me, like, a really cute, like, have a nice day with the stick. Like, I love that shit. Have a good night. Love you, blah.
Yeah,
love
yeah.
that.
Didn't respond once, but appreciate
but
it.
Look
but
at
it.
Melt. Go to bed. Yeah.
Same. It's more meaningful to me when I can spend alone time with my partner, just the two of us, or my partner does something practical to help me out.
Mm, no, I like the first one.
Okay,
yeah.
Just the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's more meaningful when my partner gives me a little gift as a token of our love for each other, or I get to spend uninterrupted leisure time with my partner.
Which one's more meaningful?
Which one is more meaningful?
When you give me a gift, or when we...
Do nothing, just lays around together.
More meaningful. I guess the second one, yeah.
Okay. It's more meaningful to me when my partner unexpectedly does something for me, like filling my car up with gas or doing the laundry.
Love that shit.
Or my partner and I touch.
I number one.
I wonder.
Number one.
It's more meaningful when he puts his arm around me when we're in public, or my partner surprises me with a gift.
Gift.
I think we're starting to figure out which one Brittany is.
The old pillow
also,
princess.
Yeah, the old pillow princess.
The pillow princess, but minus the language part. She just likes the receiving gifts part.
Right.
There's
right.
no thank you and none of that. It's
no.
just the gift option.
Just give it.
Yeah. My love language is getting stuff. It's more meaningful to me when I'm around my partner, even if we're not really doing anything, or I hold hands with my partner.
No, I'm hanging out and I'm doing anything.
She does not want to touch. She's disgusted.
She
by
is.
It.
Well, I'm
yeah,
pretty disgusting.
Fair.
I have sweaty hands, and then if we hold hands, it's just going to get sweatier.
Oh,
and I'm like,
you
oh,
guys are
God.
Disgusto el
Why
barfo.
Is this happening?
When Colin reaches for my hand, if we're walking somewhere, I still get butterflies.
I always try and hold hands with Brittany, and she always still hates it.
Hands are sweaty. You have to understand.
Sorry, continue your quiz.
It's more meaningful to me when my partner gives me a gift. I hear I love you from my partner.
Oh, I like hearing I love you.
It's more gift option was pretty good too, though.
How many questions?
I don't know. It's online five love language quiz. It's more meaningful to me when I sit close to my partner. It's more meaningful to me when I am complimented by my loved one for no apparent reason.
Oh, but I do like the no apparent reason. Like, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
See results. I wonder what they are. Take a guess.
I'm a douchebag. It sounds like I'm receiver. Like receiving.
Brittany's love language is a gift receiver.
Yeah. I'm a, apparently a munched out pillow princess.
Yeah.
Oh. But that's okay. Riley loves munching.
But there's no. But I don't get off by munching.
You do.
I get off.
Yeah,
by,
you do.
Well, you get off by munching.
I was gonna say because we're talking metaphorically. I was gonna say I get off by physical touch. It's like, well, okay, that might be getting a little too.
No. You for sure get off.
You get off
munching.
By munching.
I have to. Or
metaphorical.
Or else you ain't getting off.
Yeah, because Brittany doesn't do much but get stuff.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
I don't know. I thought that quiz was a good way to wrap this whole bitch up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Riley, do the follow us and
episode 12, motherfuckers. We Want All the Smoke. Follow us anywhere you get podcasts. It's We Want All the Smoke on Spotify or iTunes. All social media, we got Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, sometimes Twitter. You can follow us there at WWATS Podcasts. We Want All the Smoke, motherfuckers. Get at us.